you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Time for a soccer edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. USU Eastern Soccer. The Lady Eagles off and rolling, already in the top 20 as far as the national rankings go. They're sitting at a perfect 5-0, 1-0 in conference play. They knocked off Southern Nevada. We talked a little bit about that game during that last commercial break. Joining us over the phone right now to talk about the Lady and the Men's squad, we have Coach Ammon Bennett. Coach, as always, it's great to get you on. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Coach, conference play is officially underway. We've never been able to say that as far as USU Eastern Soccer, but the women, they start off on a positive note by knocking off Southern Nevada. Unfortunately for the men, they give up five consecutive goals and they fall in their conference opener. But let's start with the women. Talk about the positives that you saw in that conference opener.
You know, very creative in the offense, lots of opportunities to score. Probably had 30 shots. It was interesting in the game, The official was running our sideline, and he could sense that I wasn't frustrated with what we were doing, just frustrated that we had some really good opportunities to put the game well out of hand. And he turned to me, and this is from an official, said, "Why, you have a really good team, but you know as well as I do, Coach, that these games you can be out playing a team like crazy, and if you don't put those opportunities away when you need to, the other team might get an opportunity to score, and on limited tries." And right after that, they scored a goal. They actually made it 1-1. The goal was a fairly lucky goal, about 40 yards out from an angle, and our keeper was there to get it, and She just tripped and fell. We were playing on a different type of grass surface. Maybe she's not a little bit used to it. Either way, she tripped and fell. The ball went in, and then we came back and scored two after that. But the game probably could have been, closer to 6-7, 8-1. So a lot of positives in that regard. As far as controlling the game, we're limiting teams throughout the year. We've probably, in our five games, we're averaging about 30 shots a game, and we're giving up, I think we're averaging six is what our opponents are getting on us. So it's been in our favor. We'd just like to see when we have those opportunities, put them away a little bit better.
Yeah, you talked about what you guys managed to do defensively. I think for the year, you've only given up three goals. I mean, is that a true testament to Cheyenne Jones and just how great she's been this year for you guys in that position at goalie?
Yes and no. She's a very good keeper. So is Summer Yazzie, who also has been in goal. The three goals that have been given up weren't necessarily created by the other team. They were mistakes that we've made. She's made some very big saves. So has Summer, but we haven't had to face a lot of shots, and that's been overall because the team defensive shape and idea has been good.
With that being said, Coach, you guys are sitting at 5-0. I haven't seen the polls come out yet here relatively soon. I know you guys were right on the cusp of being a top 20 squad. Based off of the last 2 years, we've seen the women's team actually climb into the top 10 and get to number 9, if I can't remember off the top of my head. But in the past, this has been a very good team. When you look at it on paper, is this team better than what we've seen over the last 2 years?
Yeah, we are. We have more depth. We're a faster team. We're a more technical team. We're a more creative team. The one thing that this may sound strange, the one thing that we need to do better is really make it simpler for ourselves. We tend to want to make the game a little bit more complicated than we need to. When you're controlling the game, there's no reason sometimes in my mind to have to make three passes when one pass will do, and that's a good, that's not a bad problem to have. It's a good problem to have. We we are a better group. Last year we had a very solid group that played a very tough schedule. This year, most of the opponents we know nothing about. I know players on those teams like Salt Lake Community College and Snow. I didn't know anything about College of Southern Nevada. They were a good, solid team. We just were better than them. Yes, are we better? Yes, but in the end, when it comes to winning the regional or a district title, we'll find out.
Has it been different already playing a conference game? I mean, that's an opponent that you're going to get very familiar with by the end of the season, knowing that you are now a part of a conference. We've talked about it, but you guys get a conference game. I know it was on the road, but nonetheless, probably feels good to play a team that you know you're going to see again down the road.
Yeah, you know, it was nice to have that game mean something. One of the struggles you have in our first 2 years was, You're playing these games and they matter. The 2 years previous, you had to have a 500 record. You had to have so many opponents be from NJCAA Division I programs. Now we have these conference games that matter. You want to win those games so you can win the regular season and host the conference tournament. So I could tell even when that first game, when it started with CSN, that the players were maybe a little bit more amped up for that because they knew that that game was important. So, yes, it's definitely nice to play that game, and yeah, we're going to see them two more times in the regular season.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squads. Let's talk about the men, Coach. So far this year, it's been a little bit of a rough stretch. As far as the men's program goes, you and I have talked about this in the past. It's a little bit more difficult to be competitive, especially right off of the bat. 3 years in existence now for you guys, and now a member of the conference. Southern Nevada, they hand you guys a 5-1 loss. But as far as the development of the men's program, are you happy with where it's going?
Yeah, you know, we're 1-1-2, so our struggle with this year's team, and it's more the coach's fault than anything, is when you bring in a large group of new players, and you don't have 4 years to develop them, you have to play them. With their faults, with their strengths, and put them out there. And so that our fault has been we haven't quite been able to nail down the right formation with our men's team. We've had some great moments where we've played extremely well. We've had other moments where it's just been the wrong formation, wrong players. In the CSN game, and their quality side. You know, it was 1-1 at half. We thought we had made some good adjustments. In reality, in the second half, we gave them three goals very quickly, and then the game quickly was out of hand. Once it went up 3-1, there was a competitive side on the men's side that I didn't like, that we kind of gave up. Very hot, 102 degrees, probably weren't real. It's hard to prepare for that. But with about 30 minutes to go in the game, I had pulled all my starters off, and so we then played. We were playing everybody out. There was a bench player, and they were able to score a couple more on the bench. So I had conceded that game. We look back at it, that there were three mistakes that we made that literally gave them goals. If you take those three away, maybe the game looks 2-1. But they controlled us in the game, but not in a pure athletic, we can't hang with these guys. There was a formational issue, and we think we've addressed that. But the men, overall in soccer, they compete differently than the women. This league on the men's side is going to be extremely tough. Every team, and so it's going to come down to probably in the end, you know, when you're hitting the 1st of October, which team is really hitting their stride, who's healthy, who's going to be able to control the games.
Coach, with that being said, both the men and women, you guys will travel now this weekend. You get Salt Lake in two games back-to-back. A little bit different vibe there. I mean, you get a team on Friday, you get a team on Saturday. Both of these games are going to be on the road. But it's two very crucial conference games, I mean, especially for the men already starting off one down.
Yeah, Salt Lake's a very good team. Their men's team, I think, you know, they lost a game to Western Wyoming, which was a bit of a surprise. I know the head coach really well. Their women are playing very well. The tough thing is the back-to-back. You almost go into it, and you have to – all your concern is that first game on Friday. On the road, we've already talked about it as, you know, let's do everything we can to win that first game. And the second game just doesn't even exist. And whatever happens in the second game, whether you win or lose, well, that's fantastic. But if you win that first game and you lose the second one, you know you have them at home one time. And so if you win that home game, you're now 2-1 on that team. And so that scenario keeps you ahead of them. But I don't like the back-to-back against conference. And I'm sure that scenario will probably change as the league develops and grows. But it'll be very tough to go through this league, and to winning every game is going to be virtually impossible. But can you win a game on the road when you have back to backs, and can you win your game at home? That's the scenario for us that we look at.
Well, Coach, best of luck as you guys travel to Salt Lake this weekend. Hopefully, we can catch up with you again next week and recap.
Thanks, you bet.
Again, Coach Hammond Bennett of the USU Eastern soccer team taking out the time to join us. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk some boxing. We're going to be joined by WBO welterweight champion Jesse Vargas. Now, Vargas, signed to Top Rank, is getting set to take on Manny Pacquiao on November the 5th at the Thomas & Mack Center in Las Vegas. He'll enter this fight as the champion, and he's taking on the legend. We're going to talk to Jesse Vargas when we return here on Drive Time Sports.